National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
Now hear this. The smoking lamp is out. The smoking lamp is out.
After you spent 30-odd years in the Navy, the last 14 answering to Now Scott, Chief Bosun, you might say you've decided on a career. Now, we have a book entitled Navy Regulations. It's the book, the one you live by. If you're a chief bosun mate, you get to know this book better than your mother. It covers everything except how to answer the questions of a future admiral. A boat is carried by a ship. We don't have floors and doors. We have decks and hatches. You don't salute a chief, and you don't forget to salute an officer. What's upstairs? It's topside. What's in back? It's aft. What's tighter than a sailor's trousers? A submarine. About 10 years ago, I shipped on the USS Barracuda. That's a little fish with a big bite. She inherited the name from a little sister who roamed the seas around 1913. All told, there were 75 men in officers. 75 full-grown men in a ship not much wider than your living room. It's so nice and compact that the first rule of the submarine service is hang your blues in your bunk and your rate at the gangway.
Now, this is a picture of me on a surfboard. And this is a picture of me with that hula dancer.
Uh-huh.
This is me with the waitress at the Royal Palm.
Well, that takes care of the outdoor sports. Now, just what did you do with your evenings? No details, just a brief resume.
Ah, those nights. 5 days in Hawaii and I didn't lose a minute.
Oh, brother. Dream on, little man.
How do you like this number, Steve? Don't look too quick. Just, you're liable to get blind, sort of sneak up on it.
Well, for a little man, Tommy, you seem to have done all right.
Seem? You guys sure take a lot of convincing. Just let me say it'll be a long time before the female population of Hawaii forgets Tommy Crown. Of course, I made sure I didn't spread myself too thin. After all, I gotta save something for the girls in Manila.
I go on duty in about 20 minutes. I'll radio ahead and let them know you're coming.
Yeah, do that, my good man, and I'll see what I can do about getting a friend for you.
Hey, Steve.
Huh?
How do you spell Oahu?
O-A-H-U.
Irish, you got pretty good taste in dames. What do you think about this little number?
Soon as I finish this letter, Tommy.
You should have known better than to ask a married man.
All of us make mistakes.
Imagine writing a letter to a dame, even if she is your wife, when you're 1,000 miles from the nearest mailbox. Nuts. Nuts.
Yeah, I think maybe when I get to Manila, I'm going to apply for a transfer. There's no place to stretch your legs on a sub.
I was brought up on the east side of New York. Only 6 of us in 4 rooms. We was aristocrats. Real class. You think this sub is crowded? Where I come from, the whole neighborhood lives in your kitchen. You go to sleep, listen to the Kowalskis tossing crockery. The Levine kids scraping a fiddle. And the O'Briens trying to marry off a daughter. Me? I like it.
Hey, Steve, what's today?
What?
I said, what's today?
Sunday, I think. Every day's the same on a subway.
Well, I got to keep these letters in rotation. Promise Mary that I write every day.
Oh, brother, no dame is going to put a collar on me. It must be Sunday. Seems like Sunday.
I mean the date. We left Hawaii on, I think the 5th.
So count. Friday was the 5th. I know, because I had to break a date with Duke somebody's daughter. Saturday was the 6th. So this is Sunday, December 7th.
Every day is the same on a sub. Even that day, we were cruising along the surface making 12 knots. The sun was shining, sea was calm. It was like any other morning. By an unspoken agreement, the men avoided the war in Europe, and the morning mess was noisy with the coming Rose Bowl game, where we'd celebrate New Year's Eve and the merits of the food on a submarine.
So it's good.
That's great. And they don't short serve you.
I had a hitch on a cruiser. My wife throws out better stuff than they serve.
Okay, so the food is good. I've been in phone booths with more leg room than a sub.
Steve, I got it. I got the whole thing solved.
Oh, it's impossible. It can't be done. You owe me a fiver.
Nothing is impossible. Tough, maybe, but not impossible.
Pass the bread. What's not impossible?
Getting a dame aboard a sub. Figured the whole thing out. Just got the last minor detail.
Now, remember, the bet is that only the enlisted guys can know. You got to get her past the duty officer, through the conning tower.
What do you mean, conning tower? The bet was get her aboard.
Pass the salt, huh?
Yeah, it's right in front of you. Now, here's how I can do it.
Tommy, not even you can...
Please, you're referring to Tommy Crown. And when I say I can do something...
All hands. All hands. Now hear this. This is the captain. We have just received a dispatch that the Japanese commenced hostilities by attacking Pearl Harbor this morning.
We just left one.
We have no details, but you can rest assured we won't like what we hear.
Pearl Harbor? Why Pearl Harbor?
Shut up.
We will execute unrestricted air and submarine warfare against Japan. I'll give you more when I get it.
Don't seem possible.
Okay, so they want to fight.
Those little... I never believed they'd really do it.
I ain't hungry.
Nothing, no warning. Just blast away. And to think Admiral Perry showed them where we live.
Well, I never even seen a Jap. I've been in Chinatown, only I guess the Japs don't... Hey, Irish, where you going?
I've got to write to Mary. Tell her I'll be a little late for dinner.
You want a reaction? In a word, we were sick. Sure, we'd been trained for war. War was our business. Only in the United States Navy, you didn't go around looking for business. You tried to avoid it. We were stunned, scared, and sick. The chiefs and officers were crowded into the wardroom by the captain. As he gave us the details, we got a lot sicker.
You'd better make yourself secure, because this is going to kick you around.
How bad, sir?
Miller, if only half of what they reported is true, we're flat on our back. Pearl Harbor took a beating, and there's not much left of it. Or of the Pacific Fleet.
The Arizona?
A direct hit in the magazine.
Gee. Look, I don't suppose...
Only in round numbers, no casualty list.
My brother was on the Arizona.
It's not good. The Arizona, the Pensy, the California, the Shaw, Ogala. Just about everything that was floating.
It's the whole Pacific Fleet.
Close enough. They haven't separated the dead from the wounded, but there'll be plenty of both.
What are our orders, sir?
We'll follow Plan Able. We got plenty of fuel and plenty of torpedoes. And we're going to cruise our assigned sector of the Pacific and make sure that we're out of torpedoes before we're out of fuel.
What shall I tell the men, sir?
The truth.
Yes, sir.
And just so they won't get too cocky, tell them the Pacific is a Japanese ocean.
I told him the truth, and then some more of the truth. If you've been brought up to play it fair, it takes a while to get used to the fact that the other guy plays dirty. We heard about the sneak punch, but we didn't think anyone would pull it on us, which made us a candidate for all-world sucker. At first, the men got sick. Then they got sore. Then they started thinking of the shipmates at Pearl, and they got sick again.
Dave, you spent a leave in Tokyo. What are they like?
How should I know?
But you were there. You ought to know.
I don't. That's all there's to it. I don't know what they're like.
In the cartoons, they all wear glasses.
Yeah, I've seen some of those. Only that don't tell you anything. My old lady wears glasses.
All those ships. Makes you feel sort of naked.
And not me.
Cocky. You know what? We were so cocky, they pushed our teeth in.
They've got buck teeth.
Well, I don't feel cocky. I think maybe we got a long fight on our hands.
We sure bedded down for it. Irish on the top bunk, you under him, me under you, and under me is sleeping a nice, fat torpedo.
I only hope your bunk mate doesn't roll out of bed.
Not Annie. I'm saving her for a Jap battleship.
Annie? What a stupid name for a torpedo. No bite. No nothing.
You want to know why I named her Annie?
No.
Promise you won't tell the rest of the guys. I promise you'll keep it a secret?
I said no.
Well, how about you, Irish?
What have I got to lose?
Well, say you promise and I'll tell you.
I promise.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Yeah, maybe I better not tell you.
Tommy, if this is another one of those stories with no answer...
No, it's only that... Okay. A couple of years ago, I had my first leave, so I went back to the old neighborhood.
And you met a girl named Annie.
Yeah, this kid had everything. Looks, figure. So I come home in my brand new sailor suit, and I bunk into her accidentally.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so don't believe me, only it was an accident. But I figured I might as well take advantage of it. So I grabbed her and kissed her.
Keep going.
That's all. I kissed her.
And that's why you're calling the torpedo Annie?
Yeah. Did she have a wallop?
Captain, I got a target coming out of that overcast on the port bow.
Port sound.
Port sound, Roddy.
What have you got?
Target on port bow, range 2500, bearing 340. Other high-speed prompt noises from 325 to dead ahead, sir. Must be target screen.
Helmsman, keep on this course.
Aye, aye, sir.
Kick her up to two-thirds.
All ahead, two-thirds. Aye, aye, sir.
We can get her, Mr. Miller, if we can get by her escort.
Captain
here.
Something's closing in on us fast, high-speed prompt.
Keep on it. Mark. Bearing 305, range 1800, three destroyers, zero angle on the bow. The cans are making a run. Pull the plug.
Pull the plug. That's Navy for crash dive. When a submarine digs her nose straight into the belly of an ocean, the insides of a man begin to contract. 1,000 things come into your mind. How close are they? How fast can we get down? How much ocean can we put between us? Nobody talks. Nobody breathes. Everybody prays. You're a sitting duck and you know it. You're a scared pigeon trying to pull an ocean over your head. And then, with an easy sway and move, the sub levels off. Everything is turned off. There isn't a sound. You count the depth charges that are searching for your back. And then, when the first couple don't hit you, try to make casual conversation to see if anyone else is as scared as you are.
Close. They still haven't got our position.
How long you figure we've been sitting here, boats?
8 hours, maybe more. Hard to tell.
Don't those guys ever give up?
Yeah, they get a nice shiny medal from the ambush.
That close enough for you, boats?
That was close. Hey, watch the way you're swinging that foot, Tommy.
Huh?
If your heel hits that torpedo, the sound will shoot right into their detecting gear, and then, boom.
Yeah, I gotta watch that. Say, boats, you don't think they can hear us talk? I mean, the captain said if we kept from yelling...
Relax.
I'm relaxed, only I don't want to carry it too far.
Say, how do you spell it?
You're not writing another letter, not now.
Why not?
Hey, you got a point. Give me a pencil, Steve.
Huh? Here.
Now, what dame is just dying to hear from me? Annie? Betty? Carol? Dinah?
How about it?
You're still around. You can afford patience when you got a pat hand.
You want to talk about it, Miller?
About what, Captain?
Come on, kid, get it off your chest. You'll feel better.
I'd feel better if I had a chance to get even. It's funny how hard I want to get even.
You don't know for sure that your brother...
What chance did he have? What chance did any of them have?
Well, you can't tell.
You made the rounds with me. All the boys know somebody at Pearl. They figure maybe their buddy was the lucky one. You have to figure it that way.
It was Mom's favorite. Funny, isn't it? We were twins. And he was Mom's favorite.
They've got us boxed, Steve.
Think I'd better walk back and tell the captain? After all, it ain't fair not to tell the old man.
Let him guess for a while. He loves surprises.
How do you figure it, Boats?
We're perfectly safe.
All right, come on, Boats. Stop with the bilge.
Well, in a dice game, I'm betting right. Well,
that's as good an answer as any. 8 solid hours, no sign of a stop. How much of this can a guy take?
Lots.
Yeah. If we could only get a crack at him. If we only didn't have to sit and take it.
We shake our bustle and they'll bust us apart.
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm just talking so I don't have to think.
Hey, you're worrying about nothing.
Anybody else got a comment?
No comment.
The Pacific is a big ocean. I've covered every inch of it.
If they split us open, you'll cover about 3 feet of the bottom.
That's why they give us more pay. You know, an old sailor once told me they could afford it because subs don't have survivors.
Now, that's a cute thought. What did you guys do in civilian life? Scare little babies?
I wondered whether we could get to you.
You know, I'm soaked. Everything is sticking to me.
Nerves. Now, Tommy here, nothing bothers him.
Button it up, Steve.
No, he don't bother me. You see, I'm letting the captain handle the Japs.
Oh, that's considerate.
Me? I got a problem.
So is the captain.
The way I figure it, this is December 24th.
Goes to show you what an education will do.
And I'm stuck in a submarine sitting under the Pacific.
At least you got company. Anyway.
So it's Christmas Eve, and I'm going down in history...
A hero.
...as the only guy who ever hung a stocking on the warhead of a torpedo.
In our Navy, the term qualified in submarines has a very special meaning. You see, submarine service requires far more than the ordinary, because the submarine itself is an efficient but highly complicated and specialized type of warcraft. And in times of war, a submarine frequently operates independently in waters controlled by the enemy. So the Blue Jackets who serve as crew members aboard our submarines must be men who are physically fit, superior in their specialties, and proven in their intelligence and judgment. Each must be a volunteer, with a strong desire to serve aboard undersea's craft. Submarine service is a challenge to the youth of America because membership is highly selective. And for those who are selected, there's the opportunity to win dolphins, the coveted insignia, which indicates that the wearer is qualified in submarines, a member of the team which forms one of our first lines of national defense, the submarine service of the United States Navy.
Sweating it out down there, listening to Japanese depth charges, makes a man get old long before his time. Jokes just don't seem to come off. Conversation dies, and the men crawl into their own memories. You'd be amazed how cold you can get in a 90-degree temperature. And then, just as suddenly as they started, the depth charges stopped. We followed the 3 Jap destroyers on the sonar and listened to them disappear. We sat for a couple of more hours and then began to slowly pick ourselves up and take a look. The captain swung the periscope around once, twice, and decided that this part of the Pacific was ours. So we left and headed for Japan, which was theirs.
I just don't get it. Here we are in the middle of a war. Here we are trying to beach ourselves in Tokyo Bay, and I'm washing down ladders.
That's to keep you in shape.
I should be sitting by that torpedo tube keeping Annie company.
Mm-hmm. I'll speak to the captain.
Never mind. When I see him, I'll handle it myself. He's been topside so long, he don't realize that he's wasting my talents.
Look, stop talking. Keep scrubbing.
No, you sound like my mother.
Fate worse than death?
Believe me, that captain...
Everything
know...
all right, men?
Yes, sir.
All right as rain, Captain. I was just telling Irish here that with you at the helm, we got nothing to worry about.
Well, the Navy must have changed since my day. When I was washing down, I always figured the captain was wasting my talents. Carry on.
What was it you were going to tell the captain?
Irish, the guy ain't human.
How about it, Sparks?
Nothing, sir.
It should be. I got an idea that enemy troop ships are leaving their home port for the Philippines. I'd like to get a crack at one.
Yes, sir.
Carry on, and Sparks, if you pick up anything in these waters, it'll be Jap.
Sleeping, Irish?
Yeah.
I can't sleep. Every time I close my eyes, I remember how it was a few hours ago.
What time is it?
About 5 in the morning.
Yeah. We go on duty at 8. Try to keep it down. I'm knocked out.
Yeah. They celebrate Christmas in Japan?
No, I guess so.
Some do, some don't.
That don't make sense.
Those that have been converted... Only I doubt very much if they dare celebrate anything but the Emperor's birthday.
Every minute we get closer to Japan. I ain't chicken, only I wish Sparks was bunking with us. He'd keep us posted.
I sure could use a newspaper.
Radio would be better. Just to hear a newscaster every hour on the hour.
You write to your wife yet, Irish?
Yeah. About 2 hours ago.
Well, next time you ride, say hello for me.
The tension kept mounting. We were so deep into enemy waters, it made our skin crawl just to think about it. But we had the full details of the Pearl Harbor raid, and we wanted a chance to get even, to show them that we were in condition to go the full route.
Want to see me, Captain?
I've got an idea that I can catch an enemy convoy when it heads for the Philippines. How does this route look?
Well, that would depend on their destination.
Supposing it was Manila Bay. Now, the fleet that blasted Pearl Harbor might rendezvous with a troop convoy.
Yeah, but we still don't know how strong the British are.
They're worse off than we are. We'll take our chance.
All right, then I'd come around here. Right past this group of islands, pick up my protection, and then full steam for any point on the Philippines I wanted.
Port Sound calling the captain.
It's the captain in control room. Go ahead, Fort Sound.
Just picked up heavy screws on port bow. Estimated range about 8,000 yards.
I can pick her up in the periscope. Come on, Miller. Up scope.
Hello, baby. Welcome to the party.
Take a look, Miller.
It's all alone.
What do you make of a
troop or supply ship?
Let me take another look. I'd say we're about 1,500 yards off a track.
Well, I'll pick up our scope. You could roll dice on that city.
We'll take our chances. Sound battle stations, mister. And tell them to hold onto their hats.
Why don't we get the word? Annie wants to go swimming.
Scuttlebutt says we're tailing a troop ship.
Well, it's been long enough. We could be halfway down a smokestack by this time.
Yeah, you're wishing, Tommy. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Look who's talking.
We gotta get close. Real close.
We can only see what we're heading for.
Come on, Captain. Give us the word. Give us the word.
They haven't picked us up yet. We're in their own backyard, so they think they got nothing to worry about. Make ready all bow tubes. Open the outer doors.
Captain.
What does it sound?
I picked up something else dead ahead. Comes back like a destroyer.
I can't see too far on that bearing.
No change in bearing.
She's heading for us?
Yes, sir.
Keep me posted. Steady as you go, helmsman. What's generated range and bearing, Mr. Miller?
3500. 300.
Not close enough. Destroyer or no destroyer, I want this baby and I want her bad.
I could have swum that far in half the time. And all I know is the dog paddle.
If we get picked up, half the Jap Navy will be down our throats. Yeah, I hope the captain's playing it safe.
I can only think of a name for my torpedo. Any kind of a name.
Oh, what a time to wake up. Where you been, Irish? There's a war on.
All torpedo ready, lights on.
Stand by for final observation and shoot. Bearing, mark.
Mark. 3, 4, 2.
Set.
Range. Mark. Downscope.
One, 3, 7, 5.
Set.
Hang on the bow. Starboard 70.
Solution check, skipper. Gyro regulators matched.
Stand by.
Stand by.
Ready on one. That's you, Irish. That's you.
I'm ready. You think I'm deaf?
Fire one.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Torpedo running hot, straight and normal.
5-2.
Be there, Annie. Be there, Annie. Be there, Annie. Be there, Annie.
Oh, we got one home, Mary. We got one home.
Shut up.
The door's still open, Annie.
Both of them. They both connected.
You like that?
You know what I gotta say to them Japs?
Irish, hold me back before I kiss this ugly little sailor.
So I say to him, Merry Christmas, you jerks.
We celebrated for about 5 seconds and then hauled our tails out of there. It didn't take a naval genius to know that the enemy was swooping down to get us. We headed south, then east, back south. And when our torpedoes were exhausted and our fuel almost gone, we put back to Pearl Harbor. Our conning tower proudly wore a broom signifying a clean sweep, and three little rising suns signifying that we might be down, but we were far from up. And to the poem that ended, "So Sally, my garden now," we added, "Now, but not for long."
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on experiences of the men and women of the United States Navy. In today's story, Boats was Arnold Robertson, and the cast included Jackson Beck, Joe Curtin, Lyle Sudrow, Bill Suckert, Grant Richards, and Leon Janney. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present... Stay tuned, for You Can't Take It With You on NBC.